Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about releasing our patterns. What behaviors do you keep repeating, even if you know they're bad? Are you aware of your patterns and how they're affecting you? How can you see some of your not-so-great actions, like anxiety, as gifts? Learn tips for clearing patterns as we continue our month focused on starting over. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Excited today as we have guests. We have Beth and Barrett back. Check out our previous episodes if you're an animal person, because on animal and pet communication, learn a little bit more about me and the Caraccio cats. Today's episode was inspired because patterns and behaviors are something that can keep us stuck. My big focus on 2021 is my health, because I've had a lot of unhealthy patterns and behaviors. And one of the things that I love about Noom and my smartwatch is Noom is teaching me. Like, I've sat on the couch, and guess what? When I sit on the couch, I'm watching TV, I eat more. Shocker. But reading about it, seeing it, and learning where else do I have these patterns in my life. Because I have to report to someone, I'm more likely to eat fresh fruit in the morning, especially, or have one of my veggie/fruit shake smoothies. It has helped me create new patterns. My smartwatch has. I got over 7,000 steps today, guys, and I think I'm going to hit 7,500. And it motivates me. And when I've been sitting for an hour, it goes buzz, buzz. So that's making sure that, because of COVID and working from home now, I've created an unhealthy pattern of sitting in front of the computer too much. And so I have become more aware of these unhealthy patterns I have, because it's been on my mind. And sorry, I try not to repeat stuff, but just when I'm thinking about things. Prior to standing up to the people in the neighborhood, I had an unhealthy pattern of being passive aggressive, or I'd complain to people around me, right? Like, I was expecting, I guess, someone else to take action. And so by standing up, by taking action, even though I didn't get the results I wanted, it's important to focus on, I stood up and took action, right? And so that disrupted the pattern of being passive aggressive, of not standing up for myself. So there are different areas, obviously, all your areas in your life where you can have different patterns. And again, not everything has to be bad. And I had an aha moment, which you'll learn about in the interview today, about anxiety. I had to say when the doctor asked me a couple months ago, I was like, yeah, I have been kind of anxious with everything going on. So I learned in the interview today, looking at anxiety from a different perspective. So you'll have to listen for that. And because this month is focused on starting over, beginning again, new patterns, new life, how can you create healthy patterns, good patterns? And again, my health is my big focus, and I've started with that. And so I want to continue with that as I move and start over. But I believe it's never too late to start anything. And so I can take charge of my health now, still healthier patterns, because for most of my life, I did have really healthy patterns. And yeah, you know what? Got off track a little bit. All those years I didn't eat when I was dating, and I'm like, oh, I'm married, I can eat now. So I just have to get back to being healthy. I've been exercising a lot more, figuring out, getting the sleep apnea test, which is at home, which should prove very interesting. We'll give you an update next month to see how that goes. You know, got the precancerous thing removed, figuring out if we need meds, figuring out all those other things. And I didn't sit back and say, well, if it's a thyroid, then I'll just go ahead and eat. I said, no, okay, we got to improve our health. Let's walk. Let's do these things. How can our patterns create clutter in our lives? if you are on autopilot and just bye, you can create physical clutter. You haven't stopped that pattern of, oh, I'm stressed out, I'm anxious, I'm going to buy to soothe myself. If you have anxiety and that's the pattern that you fall back on, you're creating mental clutter. You can create emotional clutter if you cope with things by screaming instead of saying, hey, whoa, why am I so upset? What's going on here? And obviously, if you are creating patterns, maybe you don't get that great artistic piece that's part of your spiritual path to share with the world, right? That doesn't become created because you're focused on why it can't happen or you're not good enough or whatever the pattern is. You can definitely create a lot of energetic clutter because if you're not feeling, talk a lot about feel your feelings, that's going to definitely play a part in your patterns. If you have patterns that aren't healthy in your relationship, you don't grow, you don't change, that can negatively affect your relationship. You know, one of the things I'm always checking with my husband, how can I be a better wife? If I'm doing something that drives you nuts, he shared with me something the other day. And he's like, oh, you know, be nice, like very laid back about stuff. And that I wasn't even aware of. Okay, well, now I know that I'm aware of it. Now I can change it. You can, if you have create financial clutter, if you have, say, you spend too much. I know people won't even open their bills. Well, you're not going to get rid of the problem if you don't open the bill. You're not going to be able to change that pattern. You got to change that pattern of avoidance to be able to clear your financial clutter. Take a moment and reflect, how have your patterns caused clutter? I'm going to tell you about today's guest. We have Barrett and Beth today. Beth Mund is an energy healer, empath, and animal communicator. She's been communicating with the other side since the age of 5. The profound grief that Beth experienced after the passing of her child put her on an extraordinary spiritual journey that reopened her gifts for healing, as well as her ability to transcribe full messages from spirit through automatic writing. Beth has a BS in psychology from George Washington University and an MS in psychology from Nova Southeastern University. She is certified in Reiki and wellness coaching. Beth lives in New Jersey with her husband, 3 children, and 2 dogs. Barrett Stover is a messenger, connecting with loved ones and angels from the spiritual realm. Her gifts include accessing both past and future life experiences. After being diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, Barrett had an out-of-body experience which opened her further to insights around the mind-body-spirit connection. She holds a BA in international relations from Mount Holyoke College. Woohoo! So Barrett is a fellow alum and sister, and that's how we connected. So got to give a shout-out to MHC there. She served on multiple boards for international and local nonprofit organizations. Barrett lives in New Jersey and Arizona with her husband and twins. Barrett and Beth co-authored the book, Living Beyond Fear. Go check that out. Welcome, Barrett and Beth.
Thank you. We're
Hi, Julie.
Good to see you. So today we're going to be talking about patterns. And I wanted to do this interview because I did your little group. And at the end, we'll make sure we tell everyone about that and how to get involved. And this has been a really interesting month for me. So let's first begin. What are patterns? And can you give some examples that people can understand? Oh, this might be a pattern.
So patterns are things that, behaviors that can repeat themselves. So it can be repeated, interestingly enough, in this lifetime, but it could be something in your past life too, because we're spiritual beings and we have been here before and we'll continue to be here, but things that keep coming up, that keep playing out. And it's really something that is getting our attention. And it's something that is it's a beautiful gift, may not always look that way, but it's a gift to help to inform us on so much about our own soul, and the soul code that is in each of us. We each have our own soul. We each have our own soul journey, our soul purpose. And the patterns are informing us, but it's also speaking to things that we need to bring up, to look at, feelings that we need to look at, to clear so that we don't keep going in circles and we can kind of move forward on their journey.
And they also relate to, they can relate to our thoughts and our beliefs. We can have a pattern with a behavior, with, as Barrett said, with a feeling, or with our thoughts. We can get in those repetitive thoughts. And just agreeing with Barrett, it's anything that we take on to, in a way, it's to compensate or distract ourselves away from an old wound, an early trauma, and a repressed feeling. It's a coping skill that we develop when we're young and we don't have the skills to do it. And then once we're older, as Barrett and I are doing in our Zoom meetings, and we are developing a course about it, is that we are now we can see those patterns. So we can heal those patterns, so we can bring up those feelings, and we can heal the things in our life and receive what we want to see, receive in our life, abundance, whatever it is we're looking for. It's a way to unstick ourselves if we're stuck and release the blocks that are in our life.
So I had an aha moment last night. So the kind of your, it was the fourth and final month. And I have to share this with you, and I want, because I don't want to mess it up, Beth, because you said something for me that was super profound. One, someone brought up anxiety is my pattern. And I'm like, oh, I didn't even think of anxiety as being a pattern. And then I want to share with you to share what you said about anxiety, but this is what I have to share. And one of the reasons why I always love having you all on is because we're constantly being given messages. Are we paying attention? So I have this great deck called Spirit Cat. And for 3 days in a row, and I'm telling you, it's this whole little box, and I do it with a bathtub, and I'm like, the last time I pulled it, it was stuck, and I got expression. And that's why I want you to define. And I was like, what do I need to express? I express, I'm writing, blah, 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 blah. So I have this for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Then I go to the doctor yesterday morning, and they've now added a question. You know, 5 years ago, they've asked you, have you fallen in the past week or two? So now what I think is amazing is they're like, are you depressed? And so now that is a standard question. So I was talking with, and I was like, yeah, kind of. I said, and she was like, well, what about anxiety? I'm like, well, now that you mention it. So all of this is coming along, and then share your one. Maybe if you talk a little bit, because I, again, not thinking of anxiety as a pattern, and then what you, because it was a huge aha moment. So define or talk about anxiety.
Sure. So I've struggled with anxiety as well. So many of us struggle with anxiety. It is so common. It's also a coping skill. So what I was told to me by my team on the other side, by Spirit, is that anxiety results from a repressed feeling that's trying to unearth itself. It's trying to come out in order to heal. We're always moving towards healing. Now we can stop it and block it, and then we get sick and imbalanced and whatever else can happen. But it's always, our feelings are always wanting to come out, whether they're current feelings that are happening in the moment or repressed feelings. So when we have anxiety, we are pushing it back down because it's uncomfortable. We don't want the feeling. It's usually not a good feeling. We're not usually repressing, you know, ecstatic joy or like, you know, whatever those happy feelings are. It's usually a difficult feeling and that we've repressed. Shame, anger, grief. Those are the big three, I call them. Now, and besides that, we can have other of those shadow feelings, but those are the big three. So we have these feelings that want to come up. We're pressing them down. That creates tension. Think of two things pushing against one another. And then we feel anxious. And sometimes we know why. And sometimes we're like, where did that come from? It came from being triggered by something in our environment that, unless something is happening in that moment, is related to that past memory, a past feeling. And then all of a sudden we feel it, that anxiety.
Barrett, do you want anything to add? And I always for you.
Say, it's so beautiful because you nailed the right word. But it's interesting. So as you know, Beth and I speak with the other side, and Louise Hay is our mentor. She's part of our spirit team. Everybody out there has their own team. They have a spirit team that just adores them, loves them, is guiding them always, always, always. Even if you don't think they're there, and they adore you. So, but I just want to share actually a piece about that, because you spoke about expression and Beth spoke about repression. And Louise is speaking about the three R's. And she says, which is the three R's being repression, resistance, and reluctance. So to move from one into the other. She said, in truth, it is our emotions that expresses what is going on with the rest of the three pieces, the body, mind, spirit. Our emotional health is the barometer for where these other areas are, quote, off, unquote, or in imbalance. And how these areas, body, mind, and spirit, are helping us to see it all out in the open. Our body, with imbalance, speaks to repressed emotions, like Beth was saying. Our mind, with negative emotions, remunerations, worry, etc., speak to the resistance of unresolved feelings and the conditioning around resisting our emotions. Our spirit speaks to our negating our emotional intuitions, and the truth of our power, connection, and how we are to heal and evolve. So all revolve around our feelings. Repression is about the body. Resistance is about the mind. Reluctance is about the spirit. She said, I give you the word reluctance because it's often more conscious and less intensity than both repression and resistance. We all know deep down that we are eternal spiritual beings, but we are reluctant to address how powerful, intuitive, and knowing we are. And she ends with this. How do we heal? We do this by the opposite. For repression, the opposite is expression, as you said, Julie. This will heal the body. For resistance, the opposite is allowance. This will alter the state of thoughts in the mind. And for reluctance, is acceptance. It was just a beautiful imagery and interpretation of how we can move from the R's into allowing the flow, allowing expression, as Beth said, unearthing these feelings so that we can say, you know, thank you for protecting me, but I don't need it anymore. I can release it. And then it opens up so many possibilities and this opening where abundance, as Beth mentioned, joy, love, new possibilities for your life can fill in to that open space. It's just really extraordinary.
I had a couple aha. Well, I had an aha moment last night. I'm going to share one of my other patterns, and I saw how they were related with anxiety. And I'm having bing, bing, bing as you're talking. So my year has been focused on health. I have to get healthy and I have to lose weight. But as we were talking last night, I'm like, well, duh, you have this pattern, but it's to protect. So that's what the big thing going on. Now, I joke when I got married later in life, and as soon as I met my husband, I'm like, oh, I can eat for all those years that I had to date and never had anything in the fridge. So a little bit of that. But I figured out, I'm like, this is what you did when you were younger. You put this weight on to protect yourself. So it's what is it that's behind it? Mm-hmm. And as you've been talking, and last night, I'm like, but I'm creating the healthy patterns. I got the smartwatch. I joined Noom, which has given me the structure that I need. I've got my little book. So I check off the water, you know, to do the exercising and all. So recreating. So, you know, also the flip side of all that is we can create healthy patterns. Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's really about both. To become aware of our unconscious patterns, to heal them, and then to create the new patterns. We need to do both. We can't have one or the other. If we have just the old patterns, we're not going to be creating anything to move towards. We're going to, we want to open up to the possibilities that are out there, which are incredible for us. And that is where our soul purpose comes into play. And if we don't do the old work, where did this come from, our unconscious patterns, then we're just going to keep getting pulled back. We can affirm ourselves all day long, but if we're going to pull ourselves back into that eating for protection, we can say any amount of, you know, I'm healthy and I am strong and I'm exercising, whatever. We're still going to get pulled back to that unconsciousness. So you really need both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You have anything you want to add, Barrett? I always want you to feel free to jump in.
No, I was just going to say that's so interesting. I mean, everything Beth said is so true. And it's the doing. So we think of it, it's our mind, our words, and our actions. All three are important. So where we put our thinking, you know, our words and our actions are in step with that thinking, our energy goes. So all that you're doing, breaking, you know, seeing this pattern, no, I don't need this anymore, but you're taking action, not only in your thinking and affirmations and self-love and care, but also, you know, making sure, you know, that that exercise or whatever is part of your schedule and the activity piece of it. So our words, our thoughts, and our actions is informing, and it's actually putting out this, you know, putting out our intentions, and we know every single time our energy follows. We are energy. So what you're just doing is guiding it into a new pattern, a new track. And the more that you do, that becomes, the more that you do that, it becomes your new pattern, and your old one falls away because it's been replaced with this new one. And the, I think the other thing I just want to just say, and Beth and I speak about this so much, is always, always give yourself love. Mm-hmm. Always give yourself love. You know, we're so hard on ourselves. We think, oh, you know, oh my gosh, you know, I'm working on this pattern and then I slip back, and, you know, we shame ourselves, like as if we have to get everything so perfectly the first time. You know, I always see Beth and I doing this hopscotch, you know, the old hopscotch where you skip something and you go backwards and you skip forward. So it just, that imagery, just again, give yourself love. We're so loved, and it's really us that denies our own love. Mm-hmm. And give yourself just an abundance of love. Feel the love around you. Take it in. So when you're establishing those new patterns, do it out of love for yourself, because that's what you are. The essence of each of us. We are created in love because that's the essence of who we are. We are love.
That's wonderful. Yeah. I mean, that's good as you're talking. I have to make sure, but I do. I mean, I feel like I want to be healthy. You know, I don't want to be a hot mess when I'm 70. And that's one of the things that, you know, that is self-love and self-care. So Beth, you a moment ago had brought up, I'll say the right, it was unconscious, right? Is that what you said? So unconscious pattern. How can we become more aware, or if different events, I'm going to assume patterns keep showing up, that that's a clue to us. If, you know, kind of the same thing, one's shaken, one's stirred, but still kind of the essence of a pattern. Can you all talk to a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, it's, we can talk about creating new patterns all day long and the old ones should fall away, but it's hard. We've been doing this our whole life. One of our patterns could be, I sabotage. I beat myself up. You know, we all have that. I don't have compassion for myself. So it's very, it's not easy to sit with these feelings that come up, which is why we created the pattern to begin with. So to have that love, as Barrett said, is so important, and to have compassion that these were created for, to help us survive, to help us get through situations, to help us in our life, and that there, it's going to be a little, it can be challenging, and we may not get it the first time. It's really important. So I'm glad you brought up the unconscious, you know, how do we become aware of it? Because very often it's unconscious. We don't realize we're doing it. Unconscious means it's happening beyond our awareness. It's happening in our subconscious. We don't know it. The first thing is to do is to start observing ourselves. If we're not already doing that, to observe our reactions. If someone says something to us, and we get, we call, you know, we say we get triggered. What does that mean? They push our buttons. We get reactive, not responsive. So just, you know, social media is a great place because this happens all the time. Somebody says something, and of course it's much easier on the keyboard when someone's not in front of our, you know, face to face. People are much kinder when they're face to face. And so they say something and we become triggered for whatever reason. And then we react. So in order to become conscious, in order to become aware, to notice when we're reacting, notice when it's beyond what the situation calls for. If we're being chased down the road by a tiger, reacting is the appropriate response. Mm-hmm. But if we're on social media and someone's airing their opinion and we disagree with it, or, you know, as someone brought up on our call last night, watching a young boy get abducted. Like that is, we all have compassion for that, but is that bringing up other, like a deeper trigger to you? Is your feelings beyond what the situation would deem appropriate? And so then we start to observe our behavior and then we catch ourselves. So maybe the next time we're not so quick to respond. Maybe we hold back, maybe we think about it and then we respond and it's a little bit nicer or kinder or more compassionate. And then another time we go, oh, okay, well, I don't have to respond at all, you know, or I can support their opinion. And that's how we're uncovering that pattern. So that's with observing ourselves. And then it's about the second thing is to sit with ourselves. We have to sit. So observing ourselves going through our day and then taking time, either if we get triggered or if we don't, helps to observe ourselves and also helps to say, ask yourself, what am I feeling? Start to practice that. What am I feeling? Even if you seem to feel okay. Take 10 minutes a day, sit down, have a check-in. What am I feeling? And then you'll start to be aware of your feeling. And then when we get triggered, oh, there's a feeling. And the last step is to say, what does this remind me of? Where does this bring me back to? And it will come to you. And it may not come on the first try, but it will come to you. And you're like, aha, there it is. And then we can start to heal. That's how the healing's already begun. From the first observation, we've already started the healing process. But then when we feel and we trace and then we allow it to surface, that's when the real healing goes through. And that's how the unconscious becomes into our awareness. And then we move on to our next pattern. It's all fun.
Do you feel the weight of clutter as a big burden you long to relieve? Are you aware that something needs to change, but you're not sure what or how to move forward? Looking for a little more support that's budget-friendly? Visit Reawaken Your Brilliance on Patreon to learn more or find the link at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
You know, we say that feeling is healing. So I think what Beth was just saying, you know, to everyone, be gentle with themselves and just know, oh my gosh, you're already on the path, you know, just by observing, you know, just by like that woman seeing the film about somebody being abducted on the film, she just turned it off and because it was triggering her. But that, but just to be gentle and just know, you know, you're already on your way. Because we sometimes think, oh, we missed the turn. How are we going to get on the road to this, and you're already doing it. But the more that, as Beth is saying, that you're observing or what someone's saying to you, you know, how are things, we're constantly being mirrored in our surroundings. We're being mirrored with people around us, maybe saying something, mirrored with our environment, mirrored with even our animals, as you know, Julie. So they're always mirroring us to help to wake us up in a loving way. Our bodies do it, our animals do it for us, but to wake us up, to draw us attention to something that needs looking at in a deeper way.
I had a question for you all. I had a really interesting person, a woman named Mara Bishop, who I interviewed, who I think you all would love. She's a shaman. And I had this aha moment, and talking with you, I want to ask you all. So she gave a really great analogy. She said, you know, we don't keep ourselves not exposed to the bacteria, right? Because if we don't expose ourselves, then that can cause us more harm in the long run. And she said kind of the same way, because you've mentioned the word trigger, is that, you know, people don't want to, like, you have trigger warning, you have content warning, you have safe spaces. I get that. And you want to heal. But it was an aha moment for me, because, for instance, one of my nieces was bullied. And so the principal was awesome, because she said, we have to look at your niece. And what do we need to do to kind of fortify and strengthen your knee? It's not just about the bully. And then I thought, you know, so many times, and again, like, I hope I'm being really clear on this. I get the trigger warning, content warning, and it concerns me when we do all that, then that's preventing us from healing. And kind of like, instead of getting bacteria to kind of, you know, make us immune to greater things down in the long run. Is that making sense? And I'd love to know your thoughts on that.
So I think I know what you're speaking about. To not run away from the triggers, right? We want to allow them to happen. And there's two different things. One is, we could all get triggered by the news, right, about everything that's happening in our society, because it's just, there's so much going on. There's so much chaos. Now, putting on the news all day long is filling our energy field with that chaos. So that is, it's not about avoiding it in that instance, but it's about, get on and get off. And social media, get on and get off. Be aware, but don't have that be your energy field, because that becomes your energy field. With our triggers, we never have to go looking for them. They will always find us. So just, you just have to go to the post office and stand online, or the supermarket, or live in your family, or hang out in the world. We will be triggered, as Barrett said. Our relationships are here to help us heal on both sides. Or, that's where if you're not aware of any patterns, ask your friend, ask your spouse, ask your parent. They will certainly tell you what some of your patterns are. And they're here to help us do that. So do not run away. And I remember years ago, a spiritual teacher said to me, "Oh, someday you're going to get so excited when you get triggered." And I was like, yeah, okay. Like that, I would just be like, no, I had a lot of trauma in my background. So of course I was like, no, I don't think so. Like, I'm going to put myself in a bubble as much as I can. But it's actually what I feel now, that I am, when I get triggered, it's an opportunity, because it's an opportunity for healing. So I agree with that, if I answered your question correctly, that to allow that exposure to happen. To self-care, we don't have to, like you said, go looking for it.
Resistance is futile, as I think someone in Star Trek said. I think that that's a really important point, that even if you think you're going to avoid it, and it's mainly in the social media sphere that I see that it's going to find you. With the goal of bringing up to heal.
Yeah. And hiding, or, locking ourselves in our house, things like, if we need time away from others, that's perfectly fine. But to do that, to avoid, is not going to help us heal.
I just have to laugh, because whenever Beth and I are having our Zoom calls, or we're going on, chats with you, Julie, we always have people popping in from the other side. Beth and I, speak with so many people on the other side. Anyway, I just have Grandma Ruth here, who actually channeled a letter that's in our first book, Living Beyond Fear. But anyway, she's here and she's just piping in. She's just saying, everything in moderation. So she's giving you that grandmotherly love, just take everything in moderation, everything kind of measured. So yes, take in your triggers, but, don't let it, tip the scale, and just, you just think of grandmother's, just think of your grandmother's advice, and just take it in moderation, and let it flow until, you have the strength kind of to address some of this. And sometimes, maybe that's not the day to be, starting to look at the pattern. But anyway, she's here to chime in.
I always appreciate any grandmother advice. I think that's wonderful.
And she's all, by the way, she is my grandmother, and she had fears most of her life about not being around, and she lived to 96. And so that's a great example of why we want to conquer our fears early on. And she dictated a letter in our book on fear. So, it's an incentive for us.
Oh, I think that's great. But Grandma Ruth brings up another question. Thank you, Grandma Ruth. What about, she was your grandmother. So can we have ancestral patterns, family patterns? And if we are doing that, are we able to clear those? And do they help everyone?
The answer is yes. We can also, like Barrett had mentioned, we can bring in patterns from our past life. We don't have to go looking for it, but if we're called to, they will help us understand the patterns we have in this life. So we can bring in a pattern that still needs to be healed. We can, when we do our healing, we're healing backwards and forwards. We're healing our ancestors, and we're also healing our children. And our children can take on our patterns. I know a child, an example of someone whose four sets of grandparents were in the Holocaust. Four. And he had these anxiety attacks, panic attacks, which is different from the anxiety we were talking about. And it related to that situation. And he has never been through it, but he inherited that pattern. And becoming aware of it healed his panic attacks. And so we're all connected. There's no time as far as the patterns and energy. And so, and that's why I'm also a firm believer to be open with your children, to talk about your patterns, to talk about your struggles, because they're feeling it, they're knowing it, they're sensing it. And then it helps them to be able to heal and move through whatever they've taken on or whatever they've had.
And I think, you know, process feelings, you know, we're all going through such a upending, you know, with this pandemic, you know, it's been touching everybody in different ways, but it's put everyone's life upside down. And to really, to be able to honor our feelings, I think as a society, to say, yeah, it's things that we can talk about and share, because everyone has something they're going through, but it's when we share it that it's actually, we're supporting one another, we're holding space for one another, we're loving one another, and it enables people to really go work through their feelings. And that's a huge life skill. That's such a huge life skill. And if kids get that earlier, the better, because we think of our older generation, like Grandma Ruth's generation, you know, you just don't speak about it, you know? And I think that this is what's changing as we get into our younger generations, but helping to give them the skill set to be able to recognize a feeling and, you know, how to express your feeling and share. And that's what our society, that's, you know, such a gift to our society, because we're all on this journey. You know, we're all, you know, we all start at different times, so to speak. But we're, you know, as Ram Dass would say, we're all just walking each other home. We're all having this spiritual experience next to each other. So by honoring one another and just listening, you know, just that beautiful act of listening and letting people express their feelings, it's such a gift.
Now, I can't not have an interview with the two of you and not bring up animals. Now, but there it is related, because Beth, when we're going through everything with Athena and, you know, and you did a reading and you talked about, you know, Athena helping me bring out my patterns and what's my pattern and what do we need to break. So can you talk a little bit about how animals are supporting us in that way?
Absolutely. And I just to say, I had to leave for a moment because my dog, Bella, who loves to be near me anytime we're doing this, decided she was done. So that's what's the best thing. That is the pattern and a wonderful thing that animals do. They don't, there's no codependency at all with them. They're done, they're leaving. So I had to get up and I apologize for that. Our animals are mirroring very often with us what it is we're going through and experiencing. They are, they're very often pure. They don't have the mind, the thoughts, that interfere. They have thoughts, but not the thoughts that interfere with how much love they have and what their purpose is and all those things. They're a wonderful way for us to not only look at what perhaps our patterns are, but they can speak to things that we can learn from them. You know, their unconditional love and what they all have a soul purpose and they all have a job here and how good it feels for us to be around them. And, you know, one time I received an insight that was so profound. I was speaking to my dog and I was speaking in that very kind, gentle, compassionate voice that we so often do, that we certainly don't speak about to ourselves in our head, right? And I heard my team say to me, that is how you are to speak to yourself. And that is your soul speaking to you. And our animals give us this mirror to for unconditional love. And how we treat them and speak to them, assuming we're loving people and able to do that, is how we are to speak to ourselves. And they're showing us this beautiful love, and they're showing us when our patterns are at, they can act out our patterns. So you don't have to look too far. And all the readings that I do with animals, they just like some kids do sometimes, they usually tell me the secrets going on, not in a bad way, in a helpful way.
So do you all have any advice on how do we break our patterns?
Sure. We break our patterns through awareness, and then through allowing them to ourselves to feel, to heal what's coming up, to connect with, you know, Barrett and I connect with the other side, and you don't have to connect with the other side or, you know what's going on, beyond the physical. But you can connect with your intuition, your gut feelings that we all have, and your own feelings. And then we can move into creating those new patterns. So really breaking the patterns is just awareness and consistency and commitment. Because when we do all this once, we have to do it again and again, because the patterns will always pull us back to our status quo, where we started. And that's just normal things that our body does. And we spoke about this on our call. We can create a way for us that works for us. If our thoughts are going in a pattern, we say stop. We get up, we walk away from the situation, or we tell ourselves affirmations, or we decide to sit with our feelings instead of distracting ourselves and running away. So we have to take action. And then we have to be consistent and show up for it.
Fantastic. Barrett, can you like to share anything?
No, I think it's, again, everything that Beck was saying. And just know that you can. You can break just know that you have the power. You are so, we're all so much more powerful in such a loving, brilliant light way. But to know, yes, that is possible. And to know that we're always being guided, even if you don't think you are, just kind of start looking at take notice of little coincidences and things like that, and that are informing you. But to know that you have that we're always trying to come back into balance. We're always from physically, mentally, emotionally, we're always trying to come back to that balance, and we're getting so much help. So ask for the help, ask for your angels, ask for your guides, ask for the love around you, ask for your animals, ask, because we know also what we ask for, we receive. We may not get it the way we think we're going to receive it, but we always are being answered.
Fantastic. Now, is there anything else I haven't asked or that you'd like to share with the audience?
No, just to know that everyone is, we're all on a journey, and just to honor it, just to have fun, go with, curiosity, go with love. The challenges that we all have challenges, and they're difficult things, but it's a lot of times it's to inform us, and it is an opportunity for us to get to know ourselves deeper, to uncover things, and we're always held in love, and just to feel that love. And get it from wherever the animals, or if you're out in your environment, just look at something that's beautiful, and just to take that in, to balance out the things that are the trials and tribulations, because we all have them on this earthly, we're in this heavy realm. But to know that through it all, you're loved, and it's a journey, and each one of you has gifts. Each one of you is on a remarkable journey, and we're a gift to each other. So we all need you for what gifts you have, because we don't have those gifts, but we need each other. And we're all in this together in such a remarkable way, especially right now. We're even more into this together. But to just surround yourself with love, give yourself love, and just see what kind of unfolds for you when you, get your mind out of the way.
So I just want to add, that adds to what Barrett is saying, to manage our expectations is so big about all of this. And whether we're talking about patterns and healing them, because that comes over time, it doesn't happen magically. It takes work, and we're going to, we're going to jump back and forth ahead, and we're going to fall back a little bit. and manage the expectations of why we're all here. As Barrett had said, we are here to evolve and grow. We've made the choice to come here, even if we don't remember it. And we're here to experience our challenges and our adversity. And that is how we grow. We don't grow from things being really super simple and easy. And so have that compassion, because that is why we're here and why we chose to be here. And that, just knowing that, makes it easier, a little bit easier, when we have our challenges or we're falling down. And like Barrett said, there's always a hand there to help us get up and to just reach out for it.
Fantastic. Now, how can people reach you? Please share what you'd like to share.
The Sacred Letters are our book that you can find on Amazon, where we have channeled amazing messages from souls who have passed. And these are really profound and healing for life today. Our Facebook is Your Soul Guides on Facebook. And we have a Zoom meeting that's free that we offer every Wednesday night at 7:30 Eastern Time. That we have a Zoom discussion group as part of Your Soul Guides that you can become part of. And we really we have different topics. We were speaking about soul purpose last month. This coming month, we're going to be talking about COVID, and all the replays and recordings are on that Facebook page. And of course, Instagram, we also just post our inspiration there. So just contact us anywhere, become part of our mailing list, because we also will keep you posted on everything we're going to be doing.
If I can just add one more thing, we're going to be doing, we actually are offering classes. So our new website, just so you have that too, is yoursoulguides.com. And if they go on, they can see the different classes and other Zoom groups. Beth's doing one that is on how to live as an empath in this world, which is huge. There's so many of you out there that are empaths and don't know what to do with all the energy that you're absorbing like sponges. And I'm also having one that I'm doing on grief. There's so much love coming from the other side. We connect with so many people who have passed and angels that are speaking to grief, whether we're grieving the loss of a loved one, an animal, the loss of a job, the loss of a relationship. So there's so much grief. We're going to be talking about that. So to go on to our Facebook, Your Soul Guides, and our website, Your Soul Guides, to see whatever sort of fits possibly what you might need. And the last thing is, Beth and I do readings to help you find what is your soul purpose, to help you to connect to animals. Beth is extraordinary in connecting with animals, as you know, Julie. And it's just amazing. And connecting around, maybe the loss of a loved one, or trying to figure out what is my purpose? I didn't get the memo when I came here, you know, what I'm supposed to be doing. So we can help connect you with your team. Everyone has a spirit team on the other side. And it's really extraordinary. We've talked to so many different people, and it's just amazing who is on your team. And they're helping to guide you along your soul journey. So we have so much that we can tap into in this invisible realm, which is really right alongside our physical realm. When we start to feel it, when we start to, and we can help to get you on that path.
I can give a testimonial to both. I didn't understand the soul reading. I'm going to talk to them a little bit afterwards, because I think I figured it out, but definitely with that. And don't forget, we've done two previous interviews with them on animals, but we definitely go into other things as well from the other side. So thank you for joining me today, Beth and Barrett.
Thank you so much, Julie.
Great. So happy to be here. Thanks.
Thanks so much to Barrett and Beth. I hope you all had as many insights as I did today after the interview, and look forward to hearing how you're going to release your patterns. On our next episode, we're talking about healing. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. You've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out. Please rate, review, and share us.